Whether from the White House or the Vatican, much of the economic focus in 2014 will be upon income inequality. Even the staunchest supporters of market economics have to admit the fact that the statistics regarding inequality are worrisome. The top 10% of Americans used to represent a third of national income. Today, that same group represents half of all national income. The typical corporate CEO once made 30 times as much as the average worker. Now the individual in the CEO suite makes 270 times what his or her employees make. As pointed out by writer Bill Keller, many factors have contributed to suppressing middle-class wage growth, including the offshoring of work to lower-cost nations, the automation of everything from manufacturing to meter reading, and the slow growth of educational attainment. There are many implications associated with rising inequality, including a growing inability to deal with the nation's future financial obligations. Between now and 2030, the working age population that pays into Social Security will expand by 15%, while the over 65 population drawing from Social Security will expand 65%. For that math to work, new labor market entrants must be positioned to rise up the economic ladder. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.